This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
7 a.m. on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get into the Atlanta Braves and the doubleheader yesterday. We're also going to get into some of Allie's feuding issues with her new neighbors. But that'll be just a minute from now.
Yeah. What, did she criticize the way they talk to?
No. But first, I want to remind you that Sports Radio 92.9, the game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Mike is going, Bo's going, Dylan's going, I'm going, Daddy Mac is going.
Wow.
And I already told him, Dad, these are my new friends. You can't make fun of me. He was like, I would never. So if you want in, go to 929thegame.com, click the contest page, tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 929 The Game staff. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, your kid, your coach, anyone important in your life. It's presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400. Available at Walmart and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win. 929thegame.com.
Yeah, Daddy Mac.
I can't wait to go to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Oh, I can't either. That's going to be so much fun. Saturday night prime time.
Dude.
This is going to be awesome.
Night races are so fun.
Especially at the new action track that is Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah, and we're going to we're gonna do tailgating at home from there that weekend.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to put it on, and we're going to get to Allie in just a second. I'm going to put it on this show's shoulders that we're going to come up with a new nickname for Land Motor Speedway. You know, like every NASCAR track has like this nickname, like the Last Great Coliseum or the Lady in Black.
Okay.
Like we're going to, and not that Atlanta Motor Speedway doesn't, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. called it the new action track, which that used to be Richmond. But now that Atlanta's been repaved and reconfigured, it's like the new action track. I don't know, but there's something in there. We're going to hit it running. I don't know what it is yet.
And remember, it used to be the fastest mile and a half track.
Yeah.
And when it was the old layout, and now, I mean, it's still there. If they wanted to, those cars would fly around that track that mile and a half. It's such a fun track to, you know, to be on and to watch the race, and I'm pumped.
Before we get to the Atlanta Braves, Allie, look, I have been on record on this show multiple times. I am team HOA.
Yes.
Like, I am 1,000%, as Dylan would say, I'm 10 toes down in team HOA.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, I fully believe in an HOA. Now, you have been in your house a very short period of time, and it seems like you're already at odds with this group of people.
We're having some issues with HOA, and I'm team HOA until you come after me.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
We were in our house not even a week before they sent a violation notice that we had weeds in our yard. And our house had been remodeled. So the company that did that just didn't take care of the lawn. They were worried about the interior, exterior of the house.
Calm down, dude.
We're like, calm down. So we've been, Grant's been mowing the yard nonstop. But this last week, it's been raining.
Yes.
So we had more weeds pop up in our yard this week. And they pointed it out. They came by and took pictures.
No.
And emailed us pictures.
Okay. All right. Now, I can't get on board with that. That's a little bit over the top.
Well, that's how they do it, though. And Allie, what you have is you need to get a ring camera, an outdoor one, and you need to set it up. And you've probably got walkers in the neighborhood.
Yep.
And there's probably one of these walkers is either a snitch or an HOA member who's also a snitch. And then you need to target this person once you figure out who they are. Because you'll catch them, and then you can take action.
Well, the extra sour note was the other night when the Braves game was rained out. It was like the one night, like Grant and I were like, oh, we can hang out. And we got the HOA violation.
Wow.
He was like, I got to do the yard.
Wow.
And so we were separated again.
How old is your neighborhood? Like, are we 20 years old, 50 years old? Where are we at?
It's probably about 40 years old. Like, our neighbors have been there 30 years. Sure. Everybody there has been there quite some
time. Mid-80s. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's about, mine's over 50 years old. Like, I think my house was built in like 72.
Okay.
So, like, everybody's kind of, I guess, more relaxed in our HOA where it's like, all right, hey, man, just so you know, it's been 6 months.
Yeah.
And you still have a camper in your front yard. You should probably get that out of here.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Well, our neighbors have been great, and they told me, you know, they get violations as well, but it's not necessarily a mom and pop HOA. It's now taken over by a management company.
Ah, that makes
sense. So it's this company looking for the
dream.
So
there's definitely a snitch in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
that management company ain't driving through. Oh, man, that's but I've always been team HOA. I'm like, dude, keep my property value up.
I don't, want
you know
that
what
too,
I mean? You know what I mean?
Bo over
there, Bo wants to move back to 40 acres out in Paulding.
I think there is a lot of good in HOA does, and I have to be careful because some of my good buddies and neighbors are
on the board of trustees.
But I also think they can overstep their boundaries, and I think if the HOA is very aware that a house was just bought. I think a letter is a little extreme. I think maybe reach out with an email and say, hey.
Or how about just knock on the freaking door? That's what my HOA will do. They're like, hey, how can we fix this?
I don't know about that. I don't know if I need a visit.
There are some people who probably don't like human interaction that serve on these boards. I would ask, though, I've got a question. You said no game tonight, so we get to spend the day together or night together, and you're like, oh, no, well, then Grant has to cut the grass.
Yeah.
We're separated. How damn big is your yard that it takes Grant like 4 hours to cut the grass?
Well, then he went around with the weed eater, too, because he's trying to make sure we don't get another violation. He was really, really trying to make it great.
How big is your yard?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a yard spraying company, and maybe I can set you up my guy Brett over at Level Lawns, and he can get that hooked up. But, yeah, I'm sure there's a –
get my fungus out.
I was going to say, they're sure there's an opportunity in there somewhere.
I'm telling you, the rain just derailed everything this week because we had plans for things to happen.
This week's From the Diamond brought to you by True Green. Anyway, so speaking of From the Diamond, let's get to the Atlanta Braves and the matchup that was yesterday. They split the doubleheader, obviously coming off the rain out on Wednesday night. It looked like you were going to get a pitcher's duel in game two yesterday between Zach Wheeler, I'm sorry. It everything fell into place yesterday for the Atlanta Braves offensively when we talk about game two. And really game one, I mentioned there was 13 hits in game one. They just kind of peppered you to death. But you thought you were going to get, the pitcher's duel, and then all of a sudden Zach Wheeler gets out of shape. Bo, you had it a minute ago from Justin Toscano. The Braves have they've done well against him. I think his ERA outside of games against the Braves is like 1.8.
Mm. He's given up. 14 earned runs in 10 starts outside of against Atlanta. He's had two starts against the Braves, and I think it's like 11 runs he's given up. It is ridiculous. It's pretty wild. Zach Wheeler has not been good against the Braves this year. And I think, you go back and he's pitched, I'd have to pull up the complete numbers in his career, But I always remember him pitching pretty well for the most part against Atlanta. So kind of crazy that they've suddenly got his number when they have no other pitcher in baseball's number.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
I know, right?
Kind you're of like, a crazy deal.
You look at the mound, you're like, who is this guy pitching dominating the Braves right now? And then Zach Wheeler rolls out, and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, Zach Wheeler, like, checking his calendar? He's like, okay, who we got coming up? Braves, no!
Hey, you remember how I said I wanted to pitch in the night game of that one? Turns out next time I don't. I don't even want to be a part of that series. That would be great. But you mentioned Ozzy Albies trying to steal second base in the ninth inning of game one. I absolutely. And there were people on fire on this yesterday. And you mentioned Brian Snicker is like, hey, he kind of, you know, I didn't give him a signal to steal second base. You say he went rogue. I say I absolutely love it. I love any time that these guys get on base and push the envelope. It took a perfect throw. And he's not the only guy that's been thrown out at second base during this series. Obviously, I think the Philadelphia Phillies Twitter account actually put it the Braves on blast, like, just stop trying. I think they tweeted a picture of a caught stealing and said, just stop trying. But I didn't mind it. It obviously ended up in an unfortunate situation. You did reload the bases, but then the close strikeout call looking to end the game makes that taste a little more sour.
I don't like it. I think everything has a time and place, and I didn't think that was the time or the place for Ozzy to do that, okay? I just didn't. And we can argue all day if we have to about it. To me, it's just not – it wasn't the time or the place. I don't mind them being aggressive at all. I've always agreed with your take that when you say you wish we had more guys that could, you know, press teams when they get on base. But the reality is it's not how we're built, and I don't mind doing it in certain situations. I just didn't think that was the time or the place for a guy to – yes, he did go rogue. I know Brian Snitker enough as far as listening to everything he said for the last, I don't know, since he took over, what was it, like 17, that, you know, when he says – well, you know, he just kind of did it on his own. That means he went rogue, okay? Because Snicker will always have his guys back in these times and stuff. So it sucks, but to me, the more egregious thing was that strike call. And again, it's about time and place. Had Romano been throwing strikes that inning, It's one thing. He walked two of the three guys that loaded those bases, and he could not locate worth a crap. And all of a sudden, you locate for him. It wasn't a strike, okay? It wasn't. And Eli White shouldn't have to swing at that when he hasn't. When this guy's not proved the entire inning, he can throw consistent strikes.
I want to go back real quick to the Albies thing, and you were talking about Brian Snicker saying, "Well, you know, he did that on his own." At what point does it become a concern? We're going to talk to Grant later on at 8:20 today. At what point does it become a concern? How many miscommunications this team seems to have?
That's
you know what
point.
I mean? Like, how many times, well, the Kelenic thing, I didn't really see it, or I didn't get this signal, or, you know, the whole Eli White going back to second. It's like, how many times do we have to have these conversations of, like, well, there was a miscommunication somewhere, or a guy went rogue, or I didn't see this, or, like, dude, are we asleep at the wheel here? Like, what is going on?
I don't think it's any. I don't believe it's any different than it's ever been. And Allie might have a different take or a different insight on it. I don't think it's any different than it's ever been. I think the team's losing and struggling, and they're not hitting, so everything's magnified. Injuries are. You started the season with injuries, and they're not dying down. After AJ leaves the game, and looks like he might be gone for the season. So, it's just a product of losing, really, Mike. No one's asking. If whatever his answer is, isn't a big deal. If Eli White gets a hit there, or that he doesn't get called striking out, you know, for a pitch that was a ball, I just think it's magnified. And because the Braves Twitter is so unrealistic, it's not funny at times. I understand wanting more from teams, but the other problem is the constant bickering about everything. Especially the manager, is a lot to do about nothing to me. I think he's a good manager. Is he perfect? No. But, you know, did they lose the game because their Ozzy went rogue? No. They lost the game because, you said it earlier, they had 13 hits and can only play, four runs because they couldn't get extra base hits. And, you know, the pitching, and Michael has to make an amazing catch to save three-run homer.
I do think there are a lot of things being focused on and being blown out of proportion as far as hands off the wheel with Snicker. I mean, even yesterday when Strider pointed out there was something wrong with AJ Smith-Shawver, immediately Braves Twitter, and I hate to say they, but they were going after Snicker. Like, why didn't he notice? Why wasn't he the one that pointed? Yeah.
Come on, Snit.
So I think everything, when you're losing, everything is just under a microscope.
I think that's fair. It just feels like there's been even more of it. And it's not like the Braves didn't, you know, weren't fledgling at times last year, mm-hmm. obviously. I just feel like there's even more of it when you go to the, you know, the Acuna Twitter thing and whole debacle. It just feels like it's just gasoline on the fire at this point. You know,
you're right. Brian Snitker should have been monitoring Ronald Acuna Jr.'s Twitter when he was in a different city better. And I know you're not saying that, Mike. But he came out
and said he didn't see Jer Kelnick.
I know.
It's the same situation.
But the guy literally took a half of what he had to start the season with last year and still made the playoffs. You know, how quickly we forget how many guys were hurt last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll try to pull it up. But let's run back through the game two starting lineup in the wild card round last year that the Braves rolled out, you know, and that guy got them there. No matter how it happened, he got them there. So I'm not gonna sit here and I'm not gonna take up for him on every instance. I think he's had some you know bad moments this season, but it's everything's overamplified, and everybody in baseball is an analytics expert or back in my day guy. So. You know, those mix like, you know, oil and water. So it's just ridiculous.
Well, I hate to be that guy, but we can talk about the injuries last year we want to. After yesterday, you're barreling towards the same situation. I hate to tell you that. So hopefully these guys are coming back from injury can get hotter sooner than later. All right, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the schedule release times that began coming out yesterday for the Georgia Bulldogs and a couple of other teams. Don't miss that. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
23 Sports Radio, 99 a game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Dylan hanging out here in Midtown Atlanta, and Squid Billy back at Casa de Squid, working the new tailgate at home morning shift edition. Do we have an update? Do we have a grill temp? Do we have an internal temp? Anything like that going on right now?
So, yeah, I actually just checked them. I'm doing, like I said, I'm spraying these guys with butter. I can't believe it's not, but it's one of my methods that I've always done with the pork butt that I got from my boy Big Jim. You know Big Jim, Mike. I'll say this. They're about 140, 150, right around that range. But they look pretty good. I'm just using the Traeger today, though. I used the barrel smoker over the weekend for the pork butt, and I was feeling a little lazy. I was like, man, and I say lazy because, you know, it's a little bit more work when you bring out the barrel smoker. A little more prep work and a little more work kind of watching it. And I'm like, man, I'm gonna do the Traeger, dude. And I haven't used my Traeger in a while either. It's probably been a year since I've smoked something on it.
Wow.
So I was like, I'll use that. I've got, this is going to sound like nerdy, but I've got an Oklahoma Joe barrel smoker. I've got a Big Green Egg. I've got a Weber kettle. I've got the Traeger, and I've got a Blackstone. So,
You know what else you have? A problem. you got an issue, bro.
Hey, in my defense, I didn't buy one of those brand new. I bought all those pre-owned.
Look at Dylan's looking at me like, can I have one of those?
Right. Man's got one TV.
I can't fit any of those toys anywhere, so it's all good. Bo, I do have a question, though, and I think – not only myself, Allie Mack, and Mike want to know, but I think the world wants to know if you are going to go steak Shapiro on us after the cooking is finished, and if you're going to give us your review of your tailgate at home, your final product.
I mean, I will take pictures, and I'm not overly big on filming myself eating on camera.
You got to lean in with the chest over the table.
You're not a mukbang guy?
I don't want to steal the man's shtick, you know. I mean, that steak's thing. But you know, maybe. I mean, we'll see. Again, I want to encourage everyone. Look, we did this back in the day, and it was fun. We were all at home. I know you guys are not home right now. I know you're probably driving to work or whatever. But hashtag 929 tailgate at home on the socials, and it doesn't have to be right now. Tweet us tonight. Tweet us tomorrow. You know, maybe you get home and you say, I want to do breakfast for dinner. And boom, there you go. So let us know what you're doing.
I want to talk about Jonnu Smith for a second, but can we just – what did you just say a minute ago?
You have never heard of a mukbang?
Dylan, these guys don't know what a mukbang is.
Well, do you know what a mukbang is?
I thought I had heard of a mukbang until you said it live on radio, and now I don't think we're talking about the same things.
It sounds awful, but it's not.
It sounds like something dirty that Dylan shouldn't be talking about. He's not old enough to
talk
about
it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, first of all, I'm almost 30. So
Googling mukbang.
a mukbang, M-U-K-B-A-N-G, I believe is how you spell it. All it is a video of you talking about whatever. You literally can be talking about whatever you want and eating. It's just a video of you eating and talking. That's
people make millions off of these videos. They'll be eating, like, you know, 52 donuts while they're telling a story, and people love to watch people eat.
Oh, yeah. God, it sounds terrible. Okay, I just Googled it.
Here's what it
says.
It's not pretty.
A Korean internet phenomenon where individuals eat large quantities of food in front of a camera for entertainment, often with a focus on the sounds and textures of eating.
Now, mukbangs have also been kind of taken down to where, like, when we do them over here, like, more so in the States, it's just, like, eating a meal. We'll call that a mukbang. Like, it doesn't have to be a large quantity of food, right. And we'll categorize it as a mukbang. But yeah, man, mukbangs.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about Jonnu Smith coming up in just a second. He's the subject of trade rumors, and obviously him being a former Falcons tight end, the best tight end on the team a couple of years ago, you know, that's kind of a sore spot, especially since he went to the Pro Bowl last year. Well, I said that 2 years ago. I was like, why, you know, all this focus about Kyle Pitts. Jonnu Smith is a dude, and he went to the Pro Bowl last year and had, like, you know, 90 catches or something like that. So we'll talk about that in just a second.
No, I think it's just funny the way you did it.
I do want to hold your feet to the fire a little bit, Bo. 3:30 is the time. You are right about that. I know a couple people weighed in on Twitter. 3:30 is the time. Have you guys seen the slate of September games on CBS at 3:30? Because it honestly makes me kind of sad. You know, CBS, obviously not the home of SEC football anymore the way it was for so long. Mm-hmm. Here's what you got coming out of the gate at 3:30 on CBS. You got Nevada at Penn State. That's going to be on August 30th. The next weekend, you got Oklahoma State at Oregon, September 6th. You got USC traveling to the House of Horrors that is Purdue in West Lafayette. That's September 13th. And then in Lincoln, Nebraska, you got Michigan against Nebraska. Which,
well, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and speak freely here since no one will be upset because we have no CBS people anymore. This was the dumbest deal a sports company, and I say CBS Sports, could have ever done. I still am mouth open about the idiocracy of that company deciding that they're going to give up the SEC and be essentially the second leading brand that covers the Big Ten, because Fox pretty much owns the best games that the Big Ten has. The big noon kickoff or whatever,
yeah,
always
a good show.
Is a big game. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
And so I still don't know what their thought process was. Oh, the SEC, we're not going to overpay for the SEC. Well, you're overpaying for Nevada at Penn State. I'm sorry, that's garbage football.
It's rough. The USC against Purdue does absolutely nothing. Zero for me.
Yeah,
zero.
I just don't understand why they thought it was a good idea to pass on the SEC. Because they thought it was too much money, and then go pay for this Big Ten. I mean, they don't get Michigan, Ohio State. They don't get any of it. So it just makes no sense to me. I mean, am I wrong? Am I too harsh?
No, and it's the reason I brought it up. And again, we talked about earlier about Georgia, 5 kickoffs announced yesterday. They're all 3:30 times. Marshall, Austin Peay, Tennessee, Florida, and then, of course, the Georgia Tech game on Black Friday.
How does this affect your personal lives as a viewer of the game? Does a 3:30 kickoff kind of interfere with your schedule, or how do you map things out now?
I don't know. I know Bo's got travel stuff to worry about on Saturdays, but yeah. mine's clear for college football anyways. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be on college football starting at about 10 a.m. to about midnight anyways. I think it's all about the services, which we talked about, the Austin Peay game being on ESPN Plus, and then you got the Black Friday, which that's kind of interesting to see what people will be doing on Black Friday with the NFL on TV and everything now. So,
well, what about, like, kids' birthdays? Like, your kids have to go to friends' birthday parties. Like, do you schedule around that, or do you just bring the cell phone with you to watch it? Or do they go ahead and rig it up because they know
weddings,
they schedule?
Yeah, don't do that. I don't know.
That's where you tag out, Allie.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially in Bo's in a good spot. Like, you just mano-y-mano.
I got pork chop.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're still mono and mono as well. It's just a little bit harder to split ways. I don't know.
I would say this. Mike brought up the travel, and actually Ed follows us and listens. He tweeted about 3:30 games are king. And I said, yeah, I prefer them unless I'm traveling. And then I kind of would rather get that game at night. But that said, most of the time we get – I mean – you can watch them on a plane. You watch them on the bus on your phone. And our normal travel time is we roll up, and I watch the second half in the hotel, and then Arch and I go grab dinner somewhere at a sports bar where we can watch more games. So it really isn't the bugaboo it used to be, Allie, because there's so easy to watch games. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm with it.
We're going to push this Jonnu Smith conversation to the top of the next segment. And one of the reasons is I want people to let us know how they feel at 9:29 Morning Shift. And we'll do the wake up call, obviously, coming up at 4:04. I want to hear preferences on start times for you personally. If it's 3:30, then it's 3:30. right? If it's 7 o'clock and you know, you got season tickets and you want to make sure that you get a chance to tailgate all day, let us know about that as well, especially guys that are going to Athens or Auburn or Tuscaloosa or right here in Atlanta for Georgia Tech or Georgia State. So let us know how you feel about that. What's your favorite start time is? Why? I know that LSU fans like night games. Most people probably, when they have a tailgate scene, like night games. But there is – that's what I said earlier, that neutral site, 3:30. I don't know. That's a good one for me.
I'll say this. When it's like Long Island University that your team's playing – just give me a noon kick, dude. Get this over with.
Get it out of the way.
Let me watch the first half, and it should be over by, you know, like Georgia fans I know are like, Austin Peay, why can't we get a noon kick so I'm freed up by
right.
2 o'clock?
If
I
gotta, right.
You know? I mean, why not?
Yeah. I used to hate, like, as a player, because we were in Central Time in Tuscaloosa. Those 11 a.m. Oh, my gosh, dude. Wake up call at 6 a.m., you know, if you're not already up and you're getting, oh, it's just.
I tell you what, though, Mike, a lot of good teams have tripped up. Going from east to central in the state of Mississippi on those noon kicks.
I know, man. It's rough. We are going to go to break. When we come back, we'll get, obviously, update tailgate at home. We're going to hit NBA playoffs. We also got Fair or Foul Friday that's hosted by Allie Mack. What
Fair
you got for us?
Fair or foul, Ronnie hits 7 or more dingers in June.
Ooh.
Let's think about that one.
Yeah, you already know what time it is. All right, stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game. Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yo, 92.9 a game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're doing tailgate at home, the morning edition. So myself and Allie Mack and Dylan holding it down in Kia Studios here in Midtown. Bo is at Casa de Squid up in the stock area, and he is lighting the grill and getting it all hooked up. So if you want to follow along with that, at SquidBilly, is it at Squid929 or at SquidBilly929? Anyway, either way.
I don't know. That's a good question. Let me see.
Yeah, at 929 Morning Shift.
I believe it. Yeah. 929.
Okay. Check that out. At SquidBilly929. You can follow us. You can find all the good content being put out on that front. Conversations today we'll go ahead and set up the wake up call coming up here in just about 20 minutes. That'll be 404-726-0929. HOAs, yes or no? HOAs, yes or no? Allie is just already in Allie and Grant already in the crosshairs.
Frustrated.
That'll be actually what I leave with Grant at 820. HOAs, yes or no, Grant? Let's just put it out there. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off. HOAs, yes or no? If you got any crazy HOA stories, we'd love to hear from you. I haven't been contacted by HOA at all in my current neighborhood.
Never?
We've been there 6+ years now. But in my old neighborhood, when I lived in Flower Branch, dude, all the time.
Really?
All the time.
Our HOA almost destroyed our closing because they wouldn't settle on something that the remodeling company had done. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Really?
We didn't have my fence in Flower Branch stained fast enough for their liking. Which, you know, you got anybody that's ever weatherproofed anything, you got to wait for the treatment and everything else.
Now there's a new layer, though. I didn't hear that earlier. This is Allie's second run-in with the HOA.
We've had a few.
So now I would probably just let the weeds grow a little bit.
She's a little bit of an outlaw. Yeah.
You gotta be careful because my guy Jacob hit me up and he was like, "Tell HOA they don't pay the mortgage." And I was like, "Dude, you gotta be careful because they can put a lien on your house now."
Here's the thing about the HOA, and this is why I'm team HOA. You don't have to move in that neighborhood, man. Like and I want my property value to stay up. I don't need anybody next. My next door neighbor's doing whatever they want to do. All right, you signed the papers when you moved in. It was clear cut when you moved in that you had to sign with the HOA.
I'm not anti-HOA.
Right?
That doesn't mean that I don't think that HOAs overstep at times, because they do. And I think that there's definite – there. Look, it's anywhere you go, you got the habitual line stepper. And every HOA has got one on the board, okay? Some have multiple ones. And sometimes it's the president, not mine. But sometimes
please don't think I'm talking about you.
It is amazing to me too, and we're going to move on. I want to have this conversation about Johnny Smith, but it's amazing to me how much like when somebody does something to spite the HOA on social media, it like goes viral. Like every time, it's like, oh, you can't have a sign in your yard. Oh, well, I'm going to paint it on the side of my house. Then that's not in the bylaws. And then they're like, yeah, get him,
dude.
But like,
what are we doing?
It?
No, I don't want my neighbor to paint a sign on the side of his house. I'm sorry.
An HOA is nothing but a neighborhood government. They take fees from you. You never know where they go, what's done with them, and then they tell
That's
you how to live
true.
Your life.
Like every HOA sends out, I don't know, y'all's might not, but mine sends out exactly what they do with our money every year.
I'm going to say it. I want to know why we redo the tennis courts like every year here. That's it.
Well,
I mean, we have other things other than tennis courts.
Have you ever been to an HOA meeting?
Nah, man.
That's probably a good place to start. There you go. Speaking of which, let's get into this Jonnu Smith just real quick. The Dolphins and Steelers, according to ESPN, are in trade talks for Jonnu Smith. Now, if you haven't followed the saga that is Jonnu Smith, he leaves here after being in Atlanta for a year. He goes down, he signs with Miami, and he has a career year. 88 catches, 884 receiving yards down there in that offense. Now, they had injuries from top to bottom, obviously. Dealt with him throughout the season as they did, the year prior. The Tua thing, Tyreek, everything else going along with that. But he has a career year. He goes to the Pro Bowl and finished behind only three tight ends, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, and George Kittle, and receiving yards by a tight end. The fact that he could get back involved with Arthur Smith, and I'm going to kick this over to you, Bo, I'm pretty jealous. Like, I was a big Jonnu Smith fan when he was here. He had, I think, two of the five most explosive plays of the season 2 years ago, which is not good, and that's why Arthur Smith's not here anymore. But nonetheless, having Jonnu Smith back in the fold for Arthur Smith, it's just funny, man. They like, you have these guys that just go back to the well, and they're like, this worked. I'm going to try to get this guy back in the fold.
This is why when everyone was freaking out, in January, when we were doing our D.C. search, and Olbrich comes to the guy and is like, oh, yeah, just hiring your buddies. Yeah, it's not about hiring your buddies. It's about hiring people you trust.
Yep.
And that's what offensive coordinators do. It's what head coaches do. And they do it not only with their assistants. You know, GMs do it. They do it with their players, too. Arthur Smith is very notorious for this. Kyle Shanahan's done it. But Arthur Smith, you know, Jonnu's been now, if he gets Jonnu up there, it'll be the third team he's had Jonnu.
Yeah.
He did it with Mariota, right? He had him a couple places. He did it with Cordero Patterson.
There was just a couple other. Scotty Miller. Was Scotty Miller one of them last year? Can't remember.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Scotty Miller. Yeah, it was Scotty Miller. He went to the Steelers. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I couldn't remember if that was. I was kind of blanking on the name. But yeah, and look, he's done it with guys up front too. You just don't realize it because you don't pay attention. No, sorry, Mike, but you don't pay attention to offensive linemen all the time.
Wow.
Especially swing guys like Mike Vrabel's kid.
Tyler.
Tyler Vrabel, who that must have been a favor. Anyways, you know, that's the way it goes. But front office guys do it, head coaches do it, and it's not just ours, it's everywhere. And it's just kind of the way it goes in the league because you want people you trust.
Yeah.
When you have people you trust, it normally means you know exactly what you're getting and what you can work with, right?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that all kind of rolls. And I just, like I said, makes me jealous. I would love to have Jonnu Smith here, have a vertical receiving threat that is, you know, at least competent in the run game. It's just not something we have here right now, and we're going to see how this pans out. Hopefully Kyle Pitts can get back healthy, whatever's nagging him, and he can get on to hopefully a career year for himself that would possibly result in a Pro Bowl. But, you know, it's not what we're dealing with right now, so we'll see how that all pans out. All right, we're going to get mic'd up here in just a second. Do want to remind you guys real quick, the wake-up call coming up at the top of the hour, 404-726-0929. We're talking about schedule times. What's your preference as far as kickoff times? Georgia announces 5 3:30 games yesterday. And also want to hear from you guys, HOA, yes or no? It's a simple question, HOA, yes or no? Any stories you got about that? For right now, though, it's time for Fair Foul.
We got a lot of things for Mike and Bo to debate today with Fair or Foul. There are no winners in this, so you guys just get to debate your little hearts out with this.
It's just like a relaxing debate. Okay.
Kind of a letdown not to have a competition, something on the line here.
You don't want to lose it something else, Bo.
Oh, snap.
Fair or foul? Mike, we'll start with you on this one. Ronnie hits seven or more dingers in June.
I want this to be fair so bad. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say foul, and here's why. I'm going to temper my expectations. I'm going to push that number to July. Now, he had the year, what was it, September of 23, where I think he hit like 11 or 12. But, you know, I think seven's a good number. I'm going to temper my expectations, though. I would just keep it at six. But I think it's very, very possible if he's heating up. And he had a couple, you know, hard contacts yesterday. And it's Ronald Acuña Jr. He can do anything. But I'm just going to – look, for my own expectations, I'll push this back to July. I'll say foul.
Of course you will. Scared. Fair. He's got 2 and 6 games in the month of May. So nothing tells me that he can't get 7 in June. Fair all day long. I'm not scared to say it like some people.
Do you remember the fair foul? We had this conversation 2 years ago when we were heading into September, and I was like, Ronnie finishes with 35 home runs, and you go, foul, he'll finish with 40. And sure enough, he went and hit like 12 home runs that month. It was the original Bo Stradamus moment. You're like, what just happened, man? This guy's hitting a dinger every other night. Anyways.
Fair or foul? We have a lot of young graduates entering the business world this summer in Atlanta. So fair or foul, living OTP, rent-free with your parents, is cooler than spending half your measly paycheck on a room ITP.
1,000% fair. Like the whole OTP, ITP thing, we've had this conversation before. Like it's for some people, it's just a state of mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I do bad. Like, I have people that I am friends with that decided they were going to do the in-town renting thing 6 years ago. And it's not good because you look where interest rates are now, you look where the housing market is now, and you kind of get stuck. So, yeah, go ahead and save your money.
I was just going to say real quick, I would still be living at home with my mom
100%.
In Fayetteville if I didn't move in with Simone.
Definitely fair.
Bo?
Dylan, I got questions, but I'm not going to call you out.
I have no shame.
No, it's not cool to do that. Fair, but look, you just got to get your – as long as your parents are cool with it, you know, get your feet settled, you know, kind of get a little groove going, and then move. You don't there's no rush, but don't be one of these millennials that never leaves your parents' house, though. I mean, we got – not that's – you know, don't be on – and by the way
– Ding.
Don't be, you know, one of these – jerks on Twitter from your parents' basement thinking you're an expert on something because you got a lot of time because you ain't got no friends because you're living at home.
Yeah, don't be that guy that goes and buys like a $60,000 or $70,000 car and is Instagramming pictures of it, and there's a reason you have that much money.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to tell you something. We used to go to Arbor Place Mall in Douglasville when I was growing up, and we'd be driving home. And we'd go – there was a trailer park we'd drive by, and I can't tell you how many Corvettes I see in there.
Oh, man. All right. Fair or foul, we had a few college football kickoff times revealed for this fall. So fair or foul, if you get invited to a wedding on the day your team plays, it's reasonable to skip it. They should have known better.
Oh, man. This is – it depends on – is this my wife's friend or my friend? Because it's my friend, we're skipping it. It's my wife's friend, we're probably going to be talking to it. We've done a couple of fall weddings the last couple of years. I'm going to say foul. If I'm being invited, I'm probably going to go, but I will have the AirPod in the ear, probably listening to the Bama game. Yes.
Well – It's foul, but for different reasons. Why would you be friends with someone that kind of a person that would plan a wedding in the fall? So, I mean, it's
Dylan's
foul.
Wedding's going to be in the fall. I guarantee it.
Well,
100%.
You know what? I work during the fall, and so I can't go to weddings in the fall.
Simone wouldn't do that to herself.
All right, fair or foul, using a black stone is still considered grilling. Bo, you start on this one.
It's fair. Because grilling is the activity of cooking outdoors. Okay? It doesn't mean you have to be on a grill. You can be on a you can be cooking over an open fire that you made with cinder blocks.
Just stop.
Grilling is grilling.
Stop. Grilling is an open flame type thing. I don't use the smoker and say I'm going out and grilling. I'm smoking something. Right.
Well, that's different. That's a the
No,
act
it's not. It's not different.
Yeah,
you don't get on the Blackstone and tell me you're grilling out. You're cooking out. Right?
Is there not a flame involved?
You're griddling. yeah, you're griddling at that point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very passionate about this. Don't tell me you're grilling out, but you're using a Blackstone. All you're doing is using a flat top outdoors. That's all it is. It's just a griddle. You might as well go out there and make pancakes.
Well, you can.
I love that visual.
I mean, you can also make pancakes at NASCAR.
I don't have a problem. Look, I don't have a problem with Blackstone. Just don't tell me you're grilling out. No, you're not. You're not.
There's a lot of snobs on this show, and Dylan and I are not it. But
why? Because he lives at his mom's house?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's just not a snob like you.
I don't live with my mom now. I live ITP.
He lives with his girlfriend.
I live with my girlfriend. Right. I would.
Who may or may not pay all the rent.
No. See, that's the reason I would want to live at home, so I don't have to pay half the rent. That's the whole reason.
Fair or foul.
More.
Yeah, fair or foul. Denny Hamlin will win the Cracker Barrel 400 this weekend in Nashville.
Wow.
Foul. Foul.
Oh,
I hope
man.
Someone puts him in the wall.
I'm going to swoo.
Mike's a closet Denny Hamlin fan.
I do like Denny. Yeah? I like his podcast. He waved at me on the interstate one time. It was cool. We had a moment. Yeah, I'm going to say it's fair. He's so fast. He's so good at every course. He might be barreling towards his first championship this year. I don't know. I say it's fair. He's going to win this
weekend.
I'm
going to be surprised if the next question is not what I actually think that Allie might ask us.
I'm not sure it will be. Yeah. We'll see, though. Fair or foul, attendance at voluntary OTAs will correlate to the number of wins the Falcons will have this season.
That's foul. And that's not the question I was thinking you might ask. That's foul. That's a narrative driven by overzealous media people and fans.
I don't think it's a narrative driven by anybody. I just think it's off-season chatter. It's just one of those things. By the time we get to middle of October, you won't remember what the attendance was back in OTAs. You know, and it doesn't mean just because they miss one doesn't mean they're going to miss all of them. So I'll say foul as well, just for different reasons than Bo's talking about. That's all. What did you think she was going to ask before we get a break? Now I'm curious.
Fair or foul that Sydney Sweeney is selling 5,000 bars of soap that contain her actual bathwater?
Wow.
Okay.
You're on a different side of the internet than me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd really need to get that algorithm corrected, bro.
I'm going to, just to defend my guy, Bo, Squidbilly, I saw the story too.
You saw this? Okay.
Yeah, I saw TMZ. Yeah, man.
Okay, we're going to break. When we come back, we're gonna do wake-up call, 404-726-0929. I do not want to hear if you would buy Sydney Sweeney's bath soap. That includes her bathwater. Do not call in with that information. I do want to hear about your preference for kickoff times in college football, and I do want to hear HOAs, yes or no. That's 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Morning Shift rolls on a Friday. Sports Radio 929 game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.